差不多，他们可以每天问题啊，还有跟其他学生一起合作。这样的话，我们的中国学生可以适应美国的这个教育方式，他们上大学的时候也会用到的，因为美国比较注重对话这种讨论，这种教学方式。
You can see from the screen, we offer 2022 AP courses, Advanced Placement. These are the highest level of courses, and many universities will give university credit when the student comes from Greensboro Day School after they take an AP course, which stands for Advanced Placement. And at the end of these AP courses, there's a test, and if a student scores high enough on the test, they will place out of a university course.
我们学校也提供22门 AP 课程，AP 课程是预修课程，就是按照美国大学的标准来教的一些课程。我们的学生如果上了这个 AP 课程，他们可以在上大学之前，他们有一个考试，考得好的话，他们可以在大学的时候免一门课。
I want to speak a little bit about our location. Greensboro, North Carolina is in the southern part of the United States. It's a relatively small city of about 270,000 people.
我想谈一下我们学校的地理位置。我们是在美国南方，是在北卡州，我们的州有，好，这里，
270,000.
我们哥伦布勒城市有27万个人。
It is a very safe city, and many of our students enjoy the fact that they're not in New York or Chicago or Los Angeles or Miami. They really enjoy the no traffic and the very calm area we have in Greensboro.
格林斯伯勒这个城市比较安全。如果你跟纽约、芝加哥还有美国其他的大城市比的话，这边非常的安全。我们现在的国际学生他们都比较喜欢格林斯伯勒，而不太喜欢去纽约、芝加哥。
There are many activities in Greensboro, cultural activities, art activities, athletic activities. We have five universities in our city with many university students from around the world, many international students in Greensboro that allow them to attend different events. And our host parents, our host family members, are always encouraged to take them, our students, our Chinese students, and other international students to these events around the city.
我们城市的文化活动也非常丰富，有很多国际学生，包括有国际的人民在这边。我们学生的住家，我们也鼓励他们带着学生去参加我们整个城市的一些活动，给他们介绍一下美国文化，美国这个环境是怎么样。
I'll move ahead with our PowerPoint. You see information about our facilities. We have a beautiful campus. I will show you some pictures later with wonderful facilities for art, both fine art and performing art, libraries, complete Wi-Fi, complete internet. We are a one-to-one laptop school, and all the work, almost all the work, done on the academic program is done through the laptop computer.
接下来呢，我想谈一下我们学校的一些设备。我们校园非常漂亮，后面我会给你看一下照片。
A laptop computer, all the work is done on the laptop.
我们的学生，我们学校有一个一对一电脑笔记本电脑项目，就是每一个学生都有一个笔记本电脑，上课的时候会用电脑上课做作业啊，还有很多事情都是用我们的电脑上的。
We believe this prepares our students for university.
这个跟他们进入美国大学有帮助，因为现在美国大学也是经常用笔记本电脑或者其他的电脑上课的。
So moving ahead here, this talks a little bit about what our school is known for. Our students, because of the small classes, there's a great deal of development in public speaking, lots of community service. Our students get off our campus and do service in the community.
我们学校比较注重就是分析，现在我们美国教育，美国大学都比较注重这一点。我们在上高中上课的时候，我们也会让学生有很多机会分析一些东西，然后也注重他们在我们的整个社区有一些当志愿者什么的，这样也可以学到一些其他的经验。
I want to talk a little bit about a new program at Greensboro Day School, which will be very unique to Chinese families. It will be unique to American families.
我还想谈一个我们在 CDS 一个新的项目，它可能对中国的家庭还有我们美国的家庭有比较大的。
You can read on the screen about our winter term program. This will take place in January.Each year and allow our students to take one course for a 2-week period of intense study, intense concentration, and intense background in a particular area of study. This could be math, it could be science, it could be history. We have many, many options in the winter term program.
我们新开的一个课程就是我们冬季课程。冬季课程就是我们在一月份有两个星期的时间，所有的学生可以上一门课，只上一门课，然后这一门课可以是关于数学啊、历史啊，就是你的学生对什么有兴趣，我们有很多课程他可以教。
This is part of our campus. You see our Fine Arts Center on the left.
这是我们校园的一部分，我们左边是美术馆。
And our campus on the right, Greensboro, both Greensboro the city and Greensboro the campus is a very wooded, beautiful campus, with many, many trees.
还有右边的照片也是我们校园，我们学校还有格林斯伯勒的。整个城市都非常绿化的，有很多树啊，还有一些比较漂亮的风景。
We have all the facilities in science, our libraries, and you can see an example of some of our students working on their laptop.
我们科学课程都是比较全面，设备很全面，我们的图书馆也是非常丰富。然后最后你可以看到我们有学生用他们的笔记本电脑。
Greensboro Day School is known for its 100% university acceptance rate.
我们学校有100%的升学率。
You see, just an example of some of our students holding up the kinds of universities where our students attend.
上面这张照片你能看到他们在哪的他们我们学生以前上的一些大学。
We have students at Stanford, Yale, Dartmouth, Princeton, University of Pennsylvania.
比如斯坦福啊，斯坦福大学，宾夕法尼 宾法尼州大学、耶鲁大学，还有很多顶尖的美国顶尖学校。
Many of our students, in fact, most of our students are accepted to top 30 ranked U.S. universities.
我们很多学生被美国前三十所学校录取。
I want to now move to some questions, about our school and some, traditions and missions and things like this about our school.
我现在想帮你回答一些问题关于我们学校。
Our educational philosophy at Greensboro Day School is we want to develop the intellectual, interpersonal, and ethical foundations students need to be constructive contributors to the world.
我们学校的这个目标是让我们学生成为道德高尚还有很智慧的学生，让他们在未来可以帮助我们整个世界。
There are a couple of traditions that I think are very interesting at Greensboro Day School in our upper school.
我们有几个活动，就是学校的活动，我觉得比较有意思。
Every year, our junior class, our 11th grade class, the entire group, which will be about 85 students, will go on a backpacking trip to the mountains of North Carolina.
每年我们十一年级的学生都会一起去，就是有八十五个学生左右都会一起去我们北卡的一个山爬山。
This is a requirement for graduation.
这是必须去的，如果你想毕业一定要去的。
Our juniors get on two or three buses and travel about 4 hours to the mountains of North Carolina.And they are there for 6 days and 5 nights.
我们开大巴过去要开四个小时五个小时左右，然后我们在山里会过六天五夜。
Of course, the students are accompanied by trained teachers, people who have training and outdoor experience, alumni and staff members.
当然我们有老师陪着学生。然后老师们也都受过户外培训。
The purpose of this trip is to build unity in the class and prepare for the senior year of high school.
我们这个活动的目标也是让我们整个年级都感觉就是接近一点，让他们互相帮忙，然后准备上十二年。
Another tradition is what we call our senior project. Each year, late in the year, our seniors participate in a 4-week project with local businesses.
我们十二年级的学生也有一个比较特别的活动，他们每一年都有四个星期要跟我们当地的一些商店合作。
If a student is interested in medicine,or law, or technology, or engineering, or business, we can help them find a local business that they would work there, be there for 3 weeks, and then in the 4th week, they come back to campus, and each student gives a 45-minute presentation about their senior project experience.
我们是按照每一个学生的兴趣点来给他们找我们当地的这种合作者，比如如果他想学医，我们可以帮他找一个医院；他想做生意，我们可以帮他找我们当地的一个商店。然后他们在那边会待三个星期，第四个星期会回到学校的，讨论他们的经验。
So let's now talk more about the academic program and the academic courses.
接下来我想讨论一下我们的课程。
All courses at Greensboro Day School are taught at the honors level or above.
我们所有的课程都是在比较高的标准来进行的。
Greensboro Day School has excellent facilities in the sciences and in the arts.
尤其是我们科学和美术的项目非常强。
The average SAT of this year's senior class is close to 1900 on the 2400 SAT scale.
我们这几年平均的 SAT 考分就是1900。
This makes our students very competitive for university admission.
这种高分可以帮助我们学生升到比较好的大学。
Admission to Greensboro Day School, one of the first things we would look at would be the TOEFL score. We would expect our international students to have a minimum of 80 on the TOEFL.
如果国际学生想上我们学校呢，我们一定会看他们的托福考分，我们最低分是80分。
And we do offer a English as a second language course. However, we do not teach English here. Our ESL class is designed to support our international students who are already quite fluent and write very well.
我们有一个英语课给国际学生补英语，但是这门课只是帮助他们，就是在他们其他的课程的帮他们做他们的作业或者什么的，而不是专门给他们教英语的。
Our students coming from China and their families and all international students need to understand that the courses, the teachers teach all students exactly the same. In other words, it is the teacher expectation that the Chinese student or the international student will be fluent enough in English to understand the assignments.
我觉得应该提一下，我们的老师都对所有的学生有一样的要求，不管是国际学生或者美国本地学生，他们都要求学生能够学到一定的程度。
Each day, the ESL class, which we limit to 5 students, is designed to help those international students with all of their studies, their English, their math, their science, their history. So our personnel support our Chinese students.
那如果我们有一些国际学生因为英文水平不够高的原因，那我们的英语课就是帮他们补一下，可以帮他们做他们数学作业、科学作业，而不是教他们上英语课的。
Our international student director has been here for 18 years.
我们国际项目主任已经在我们学校待了18年。
And our homestay coordinator has been here 35 years.
还有我们住家主任也是在我们学校已经工作了30年。
In addition to the TOEFL, we would do a Skype interview with all of our Chinese students, letters of recommendation, English transcripts.
除了 TOEFL 以外，我们也会通过 Skype 或者其他软件，视频面试所有学生。
Transcript and letters of recommendation.
也需要看他们之前在中学的成绩单，还有推荐信。
We do not require the SSAT.
我们的学生不需要考 SSAT.
Just the TOEFL.
只要考托福。
I want to talk a little bit more about outside of class.
那我接下来想谈一下我们的学校课外活动。
Arts, fine arts, performing arts, and our athletics are very, very popular with our Greensboro Day School students.
我们美术还有体育，在我们学校都算是比较受欢迎的项目。
Both our arts and sports programs are nationally ranked.
我们美术和体育项目都是美国前就是算比较厉害的一些项目。
We have a premier 600 seat theater that the entire school uses.
比如我们的戏院有600个座位，我们整个学校都可以用它。
Our athletic program has a no-cut policy, meaning that everyone who wants to be on a team can be on a team.
我们体育项目也比较特殊，就是所有的学生如果他们想参加，哪个队伍都可以参加，我们不会说，你这个不够好或者不够怎么样。
We offer over 40 different athletic teams.
我们有多于40个不同的体育项目。
We currently have 25 Chinese students out of 335. We have 25 Chinese students in our upper school out of a total enrollment of 335.
那我们整个学校高中有335个学生。其中有25个中国国际学生。
Let's talk about the challenges for Chinese students at our school.
那我们中国国际学生都有什么就是有什么挑战呢？
At first, our Chinese students are very shy and stay to themselves.
我们发现当到的时候，我们的中国国际学生非常的害羞。
Throughout the year,We work very hard to make them, to help them make friends with U.S. students and get involved in activities.
但是我们有很多不同的方法帮助他们融入我们整个学校的环境。
We are proud to have many of our Chinese students.Are in the arts program or athletics, cheerleading or other clubs.
比如我们也会鼓励中国学生参加我们的美术项目啊，体育项目，还有一些其他的社团。
One of the differences, I have traveled to China 3 different times.
我自己已经去过中国三次。
And.As an admissions director, one of the biggest differences I see between the U.S. system and the Chinese system is the Americans really, really enjoy spending time with their clubs and activities.
作为招生主任，我看到的一个比较大的区别就是美国教育和中国教育。的一个区别就是美国学生非常喜欢花很多时间做他们的课外活动。
I think some of them spend too much time with their extracurricular activities.
有的时候我觉得美国学生花的太多时间在他们的课外活动。
I wish some of our American students had the work ethic of Chinese students.
我也看到中国学生非常努力，然后也希望我们美国学生可以跟他们一样努力。
But I wish our Chinese students would participate and be more relaxed and do more things outside of class.
同时呢，我也觉得我们的中国学生也可以放松一下，然后参加更多的课外活动。
Of course, our Chinese students.Are initially homesick, and the time difference makes it sometimes difficult for them to communicate with their families in China.
我们中国学生刚到的时候肯定会想家，而且因为时差原因，他们也可能有一些其他的就是负面的影响。
But by the end of the year, we find our Chinese students are very well connected with our students, our domestic students, and our Greensboro community.
但是过完一年以后，我觉得我们的中国学生已经融入到我们整个学校里面，跟其他的美国学生还有我们的老师们。
After Greensboro Day School, our Chinese students have attended the University of Pennsylvania, Penn State University, Virginia Technical University, and many, many others.
我们之前的中国国际学生上过伯吉纳州大学、宾州大学，还有其他的美国学校。
Let's talk a little bit about the homestay, the host family situation.
接下来我想谈一下我们住家的情况。
Our philosophy at Greensboro Day School is that we do not just want to provide.Food and housing for our Chinese students.
我们住家项目不仅是给你们的孩子们提供吃的，还有一张床。
We want to provide a total cultural and academic experience.
我们希望通过住家项目可以给他们提供一个比较全面的美国的经验。
Chinese families may know of our agency.That has many different shop, many different offices in China. New Oasis is our agency, our primary partner for Chinese students.
那我们学校是跟New Oasis 合作的，他们在中国有很多不同的店。
New Oasis does an outstanding job finding host families.For our students who come to Greensboro Day School.
New Oasis, 他们找住家做得非常好，他们每次都能找到非常合适的家庭来带我们的中国学生。
Students at, Chinese students who come to Greensboro Day School stay throughout the year and whether it's our American Thanksgiving or ourChristmas holiday or other holidays, most stay throughout the year.
那我们中国学生因为飞回家比较难，所以他们我们过感恩节、圣诞节等美国节日，我们中国学生都会在美国待着跟他们的住家。
How are we doing on our time? Is it time to open up for questions?
现在要不要就是打解环境。
I think you can still introduce a little bit more, Mr. Dawes. Yeah.
Okay.
You would like to.
Yeah, I will do this. I want to talk about probably the biggest advantage of Greensboro Day School. We've talked about our location.And we talk about our university placement.
我想谈一下，我觉得我们学校最大的优点。之前我们已经说过我们地理位置，还有我们学校的生路。
But I believe our major advantage is our people, our teachers, and our support we have for Chinese students.
但是我觉得我们学校最大的优点就是我们的。老师们还有我们的行政人员就是给他们我们的学生提供很大的支持。
Unlike other schools, Greensboro Day School has been welcoming Chinese students for many, many years.
我们已经有很多年的经验跟国际学生合作。
Our teachers are very aware of our Chinese students' needs.And again, our international student advisor has great passion to help international students.
所以我们所有的老师都已经知道中国学生还有其他的国际学生大概需要什么样的支持，而且我们的国际主任他也有很多经验，就是帮助 国际学生来适应美国这个整个环境。
I want to talk a little bit about university admission with our Chinese families who are listening.
那我现在可以谈一下我们学生的大学。
Before coming to Greensboro Day School, I was a university director of admission for 28 years.
我自己来 Greensboro PBS 之前，我在一个美国大学做招生做了28年。
Admission to U.S. universities is not just about the SAT score and the grade point average.
美国大学招生不仅是看他们的 SAT 分数，也不仅是看他们的成绩单。
At U.S. universities, the admissions counselors who read application consider the personal essay very important.
美国的招生人员非常注重学生写的文章。
What is, the readers of applications will ask, what is the student's passion?
他们经常想知道每一个学生对到底是对什么有兴趣。
How can they contribute to the daily life of the university?
他们能给我们学校带一些什么。
Not just inside the class, but outside the class as well.
不仅是在我们教室里面也要看他们在整个社区能给我们学校带什么。
In most every case, the university will want to Skype the student to see how their language skills and conversation ability meets the needs of the university.
美国学校经常也要跟他们的国际学生通过 Skype 或者其他软件面试，看他们的语言水平怎么样。
How can an international or Chinese student be successful at a U.S. school or university?
那一个国际学生怎么样才能在美国学校成功呢？
It is natural for a Chinese student to be shy and introverted at a new school.
中国学生一般来说来到一个新环境非常的害羞。
But it's important because U.S. teachers want to hear their perspective and thoughts on all subjects.
但是美国的老师想听听每个学生的思考还有他的角度。
Grades at U.S. schools and universities often include a class participation component.We want and need international students to speak in class.
每门课的成绩有一部分是学生怎么样参加他们课程讨论组成的。
We've talked about activities outside of class.
我们谈过课外活动。
We want our international students to have a well-rounded,both in and outside of class experience.
我们希望我们学生有一个比较全面的经验，就是教室里面也有课外活动。
Friends and connections are made by participating in clubs and activities.
参加我们的课外活动也可以帮助中国学生交本地的朋友。
Many times these connectionshelp students get jobs or internships later in their educational experience.
那这种关系可以帮助他们在未来找到一些工作或者实习机会。
I hope this has been beneficial and I welcome your questions.
我希望我讲的对你们来说有利。现在我想看你们还有其他的问题。
Okay.Thank you very much, Mr. Doss. 非常感谢刚才 Mr. Doss 跟我们分享的这些信息哈。因为我知道呢，很多中国的家庭呢非常关心这所学校呢在中国招生的情况。 那么下面呢，我们想请问一下 Mr. Doss， 那么您的这个学校今年在中国会大概招多少名学生？因为你现在已经有25名来自中国大陆的学生，那么请问今年会不会再多招一些？谢谢。
There are a certain amount of students that you're in China to accept to be there.
Yes, we want a healthy Chinese enrollment, but I think everyone would agree we want to have a limit on Chinese students so they can get to know our domestic students.
我们是想多招一些中国学生，但是我们也需要有限的招中国学生，因为我们不可能，我们是希望中国学生可以融入到我们美国的环境，而不想有太多中国学生，然后他们自己变成一个群体。
At other schools, we know the Chinese students stay together with themselves all the time, and we know.That the Chinese families do not want this because part of the experience is to improve their English speaking ability.
我们也知道在其他学校如果中国学生太多了，他们经常会就是待在一起，然后不跟美国本地学生交往。所以我们学校是要鼓励中国学生跟美国本地学生，就是一起交往。
We have 25 Chinese students, but we will graduate 12 Chinese students, this year, and so there are openings for the next school year.
目前我们有25个中国学生，但是今年6月份我们有12个学生要毕业，12个中国学生要毕业，所以我们，就是接下来可以再招中国学生了。
好的，谢谢。那么下一个问题呢是关于托福和 SSAT， 刚才 Mr. Doss 说了学校呢不要求SSAT 的成绩，那么如果中国学生既有托福成绩也有 SSAT 成绩的话，那么在考虑他入学的时候会不会有一些优先的考虑？谢谢。
I think you said that they don't need the SSAT, but if they do have the score, you need that they submitted and if they do, will they get any sort of priority or any difference?
If they have the SSAT score, they can submit it, but we will, they do not get priority with an SSAT. The TOEFL is the primary score or the test for evaluation.
如果他们有 SSAT 考试，他们可以交给我们，但是我们不会给他们优先考虑，就是另外一个可以考虑的东西。我们主要是看托福的考分。
好的，谢谢。那么还有一个问题是，如果学生被录取到学校以后，那么学校用什么样的方式与学生的家长保持联系？学校有没有给比如学生派一名辅导老师来专门负责这些国际学生的学习和生活的情况？谢谢。
After the student is accepted, what kind of support do you have? Do you have at GDS to help the Chinese international students stay connected to the parents at home? For example, do they have any advisor that the parents can reach out to?
Well, one of the reasons we use New Oasis as our primary agent is that they are able to work with the Chinese family, the family in China, and there is academic support, there's a toll-free hotline for homework support, or even university support, although obviously we have counselors. So, you know, we're a small school, so we rely on the agent, who's a very reputable and trusted agent, who we have worked with for many years, to help us and be the primary contact with the family in China. We realize there are probably bad agents and not good agents, but we have had a great experience with New Oasis.
我们主要是跟 New Oasis 这个中介合作，然后我们已经跟他们合作了好几年，在这几年，我们发现他们做得非常好，就是我们学生如果需要 帮助做作业啊，或者有什么其他的问题，都可以给他们，他们有一个24小时可以打的电话，而且他们也是跟我们中国学生的家长联系的，如果他们有什么问题，关于他们的课程啊，或者课外活动啊，或者住家，都是通过我们的 New Oasis 的中介。我们知道有其他的中介做的不太好，但是我们这几年一直跟 New Oasis 合作，是因为他们的服务非常的到位。
好的，谢谢。那么因为您的这个学校呢是一所走读学校，所以呢很多家长的问题呢是如果这个孩子和寄宿家庭比如相处了一段时间以后，觉得不是能相处得很好，那么这个时候学校或者是 New Oasis 能不能够帮学生来更换寄宿家庭，还有通过以前发生的这种比如说更换寄宿家庭的这些事情，那么能不能比如说帮孩子找到另外一个比较适合他的寄宿家庭？
They want to know if there is any conflict or for some reason the host student and host family don't get along very well. Is there a measure in place to help them change host families? And then also in that process, can you use the experience of the first host family to find a more suitable second?
Absolutely. We monitor homestay situations, you know, all the time, and occasionally that does happen, and we have worked to identify a new host family.
肯定可以换。我们之前也有过非常少的，但是有过中国的学生跟自己的寄宿家庭相处的不是很好，然后我们就是通过那个经验帮了他找另外一个第二个寄宿家庭。一般来说第二个寄宿家庭会比较成功，但是如果要换的话可以换。
好的，谢谢。那么同时呢，我们也想请 Mr. Doss 能不能给出一些建议啊，就是说这种学生来到美国以后呢，怎么样的能更好的和寄宿家庭相处？因为这个是在除了学校待的时间以外，和寄宿家庭应该是相处最长的时间，怎么样来处理好这样的一个关系？
Other than the time they spend in school, the time they spend with host families, not their primary contact with Americans. So, what kind of advice? How to interact with their host families?
I think the first realization is that their host family will have different traditions, different cultures, different beliefs than their family in China, of course. And I think they have to come with an attitude of flexibility and discovery. I don't think they cannot be set in their ways.
我觉得美国的家庭跟中国的家庭当然有不同的传统还有思考方式。那中国学生来到美国的话，希望他们可以比较灵活，就是也不要一直以为现在在家里就是怎么样做一些事情，就这唯一的方式，而他们可以看一下美国是怎么样做这些东西，然后来适应。
But we work very hard, and our experience, you know, has helped us. You know, whether it's the Chinese New Year or the Moon Festival or the other holidays back in China.We will pull together our Chinese students for different celebrations. We honor their celebrations. We honor their New Year. And so I don't want them to think that they have to do everything American all the time. We work very hard to honor their culture and their tradition and their history.
但在另一方面，我们也希望，通过我们的中国学生也能学到一些中国文化，关于中国文化的东西。比如我们每年都会有中秋节啊、春节的一些活动，然后希望我们中国学生也可以给美国的学生还有家长分享他们的文化。
好的，谢谢。那么我们 接下来的一个问题呢，想请问一下，那这个 Greensboro Day School 在中国招生的时候呢，希望招收到什么样的学生？就是这些学生身上应该有什么样的品质或者特点？
What kind of qualities are looking at admission for Chinese students? What kind of qualities?
Well, I think the first is that they really have to write the English language well, and they have to speak the English language well. But I think writing sometimes is underestimated. I think we can help them sometimes with the verbal communication, but writing is very important in our curriculum.
首先肯定是学生的英语水平。我们之前发现有很多学生他们就是听说能力非常好，但是写作能力可能弱一些。但是我们发现写作能力是比较重要，尤其是在我们的课程里面，所以我们希望我们的中国学生英语写作能力比较强。
And I think it's important, and I think this is true with American students too, is I think they need to be willing to take risks, and be willing to fail occasionally, because we think failure is very important in their development. We're not saying they should fail in everything at all times, but a willingness to take risks, to join a club when they don't know much about it, or be in the play, the theater event, take risks, I think is very important.
还有呢，跟我们招美国学生一样，我们希望能找到一些比较愿意试新的东西的学生，比如如果他们之前没有上过美术课，他们可以试一下上美术课，或者没有参加过什么体育项目，他们可以试一下参加体育项目。我们希望我们学生可以通过这种多元化参加各种各样的活动包括各种各样的课程也有各种各样的课外活动。如果他们我们相信，如果他们有很多失败，他们也能学到很多东西。所以我们希望学生愿意试一下新的东西。
好的，那么现在呢，就是我们今天的最后一个问题啊，我们想请 Mr. Doss 来分享一下，就是他觉得。分享一到两个方面吧，就是他觉得 Greensboro Day School 对于中国的学生最有吸引力的地方，对这些即将申请这所学校的学生比较有吸引力的地方，谢谢。
So lastly, they want to ask if there's one or two parts about GDS that you think really call out to Chinese students. What is the most attractive part of GDS to Chinese students?
I think the most attractive thing for Chinese students is I think Greensboro Day School is small enough and experienced enough to anticipate their needs, wants, and desires with incredible experience with our teachers and incredible administrative support. We want our Chinese students to be very successful.
首先是我们学校已经有很多年的经验跟中国学生国际学生尤其是中国学生合作我们所有的老师行政人员还有住家都已经了解比较了解中国学生来到美国需要什么样的帮助然后我们怎么样可以支持他们
好的，那么我们非常感谢 Mr. Doss 还有刘老师呢，今天来带给我们讲座，来介绍 Greensboro Day School 的这么详细的信息。我相信呢，各位听众呢都从中了解了很多。那么我们呢也非常感谢听众朋友来收听本次的讲座。Mr. Doss, thank you very much, and Mr. Liu, thank you very much too for participate in today's seminar and sharing all these helpful information with other interested Chinese parents and students here.
It was an honor to be with you.
And Mr. Doss, are you, may I ask the very last question, are you going to make a trip to China very soon for admission?
We have an admissions representative. Our upper school director is leaving Tuesday and will visit about 5 cities in the next 10 days. I personally will not be going to China this year, but our upper school principal will be there late next week. I can send you the different locations where she may be, where you may meet her.
Okay. 那么刚才 Mr. Doss 呢说他们学校的这个高中部的主任呢还有这个招生代表呢将会在下周呢到中国大陆去访问不同的城市，然后呢做推广介绍会。那么Mr. Doss 本人呢也将会在今年呢到访中国一次。Can I ask if this trip is for admission or like just for reception or for like individual interview?
Well, admission and individual interviews.
Okay. 那么这次招生部主任呢和招生代表到中国呢就是为了来招生和对学生呢进行面试。那么 Mr. Doss 呢会把他这个详细行程的信息呢发给我，然后呢我们会在 Finding School 的网站上呢更新这些信息。Okay, Mr. Doss, please send me the detailed information, then I will share that on our website, then the Chinese parents and families can, you know, make good use of these information.
I will do this.
Thank you. And thank you again, Mr. Doss and Mr. Liu. Thank you very much for today's seminar.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Have a good day.
Thank you.
好，那在本次讲座的结束之前呢，我想和听众朋友说一下，那么在接下来的11月和12月呢，我们将会请到Avant Old Farm 和加州的一所，这是 Avant Old Farm 呢是一所男子学校，那么还有一所在位于加州的女子学校是 St. Catalina School， 我们会请到这两所学校的招生官呢来给我们分别介绍一下男子学校和女子学校的情况。那么请大家呢留意一下我们网站上讲座的时间，因为这个讲座时间呢是原定的时间改过了，会有新的时间发布出来。好，谢谢大家，下次再见。